If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, for the weekly warnings. Good morning, Steve. Let's start with the reminder to check your credit report. And you say this is the time of year to do it?
It is, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, because we're changing our clocks this weekend, the Better Business Bureau recommends that you also check your credit because it's free, it's easy, and it's one of the fastest first ways to determine if you've been a victim of identity theft. And please, Bob, make sure everybody doesn't assume their credit is safe. Even if you pay your bills on time, somebody may have already got into your credit file somehow and stole your identity. So that's a good way of doing it. And please remember, parents, that your children's identities can be compromised as well. And some recent new FTC information, Bob, is that you can check your credit report on a weekly basis now free of charge. Before it was once a year, and then the pandemic hit and all the identity theft has taken place. So the FTC now lets you get it at least once a week, and that's a good sign.
And do you have the information on your website, how to do that? Is there one place to do that?
Yes, bbb.org is our website, and there's one place, is annualcreditreport.com. Again, annualcreditreport.com to check your credit report. And also, we want consumers to freeze their credit reports as well, so they're not a victim of identity theft. It sounds like it's a little ominous, but it's really easy to freeze and unfreeze your credit report to help prevent you from becoming a victim of identity theft, Bob. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yes, good idea. I was really surprised to read about people between the ages of 18 and 24 are the ones who fall for these scams more than even the older age groups. Were you surprised by this?
Yeah, the BBB was very surprised, and I was too, Bob. I've been doing this for a long time, as you know, 36 years. But now it seems that the age group between 18 and 24 reported losing most money on online purchases scams. That seems to be the number one area where these young people are doing it, losing money, because, as you know, Bob, everything's online, and so are they. So it's been a really interesting shift, usually from the elderly generation, but it seems to be the younger generation now. And number one on the list is employment scams, and you think doesn't apply, but really, you know, they're looking for jobs, and with the fake promise that you got hired, please send us a check because you got to pay to for seminars or things of that nature, or you got to get equipment, and they send you a check, you deposit it, and then they ask you to send out money, transfer that money right back to somebody else, and that's the scam because the check is fraudulent. So be very careful on those particular ways of doing it.
A couple of social media warnings. First of all, beware of some friend requests. Tell us why, Steve.
Well, there's so many victims of identity theft that starts online, and you get a lot of requests for friends, and a lot of people just accept them, or their privacy settings aren't that high on particular social media sites. It's important not to accept everybody because those friends can be somebody masking to be somebody else. And it's important to make certain that it is a friend and somebody you know and trust. Don't accept everybody because that's the way the scammers get to you, through social media, through capturing your voice, as we talked about, Bob, and getting information, hacking your website or your social media post, and then going after all of your friends. So be careful on who you accept, Bob.
And tell us about this scam where con artists are tricking people out of their money by promising they can recover social media accounts. What's that all about?
Well, it's pretty devastating for those who have ever had their social media accounts locked by, you know, particular social media sites. And I've heard from many friends who've gone into that and where they can't get into their accounts anymore. So they go online doing research and they see these companies that can help them unlock their social media accounts. And those are really just the tip off to rip off, Bob. Nobody can help you unlock it. It's only the company itself, the social media site that locks you out, can help you. So never pay anyone to open your social media accounts, because that is a scam, and, and guaranteed you will lose your money. And but again, be very careful on who you let in, and make sure you read the privacy policies and set your privacy settings to the best you can.
We get a lot of texts and emails for you, Steve, from listeners asking about phishing emails. What do we need to know? What's going on with that now?
Well, a lot of the phishing emails that you get and that you click on can be devastating to businesses, Bob. And you know, a lot of your listeners are business owners and business executives. It's important to make certain that your employees are not clicking on those links, just like consumers. We ask consumers not to click on links and go to the website directly of that company. So we're asking employers to make sure their employees don't make sure they don't click on those links, because it could be devastating to companies, corporate world. It can bring them down to their knees. And, you know, as I've talked about before, I had a law firm that I know had to pay $1 million to get their file backs from the scammers because they locked up their account. So it's real. It happens a lot. And a lot of businesses like the Better Business Bureau actually hire companies to pretend like they're a scammer to our employees and see if they click on that or not. And then we train them and school them if they do click on those phishing emails. So it's important for employers to let your employees know, because it could be devastating to your company.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, with the week's scams and spams to watch out for. And again, that is annualcreditreport.com for the free credit report, annualcreditreport.com. And now you say it's free how often, Steve?
Weekly now from the FTC.
Good to know. Thank you, sir. Have a good week.
You too, Bob. Thank you.